Welcome to Book Bistro, where book enthusiasts come to chat about the books they love in a warm and supportive environment. This episode is airing on Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. Good morning, everyone. It's Shannon back with you for another Tuesday morning episode to talk about new books. And there are some awesome ones to talk about today. So, as always, we are going to get started with some books that you've heard us talk about before, although this week there are only a couple of those. We talked about them on our most anticipated releases of March episode. But of course, before any of that, we have to do the housekeeping information. So let's get started. You can find us on Facebook by searching for Book Bistro Podcast. There we have our usual Facebook page where we keep track of our Wednesday reads and also post information about the Friday episodes. We also have a Facebook listener group that you're welcome to join. And if you prefer a different type of listener group, you can contact us and ask about our WhatsApp group. Both groups are pretty small, not super high traffic, and we would love to have you. If you want to get in touch with us off of social media, you can do so by sending an email to thebookbistropodcast@gmail.com. If you're looking for our main hosting page, where you can find information on the podcatchers that make Book Bistro available to you, you can find that information in our show notes. I am super excited about this first book. It was one of my most anticipated March releases. It's Where Sleeping Girls Lie by Farida Abake-Imide. And it's a young adult thriller. Next up, we have one of Brooke's books. Ooh, that's rhymey. Also a young adult book. This is Under This Red Rock by Mindy McGinnis. So those are books that you've heard us talk about before. But now I'm going to move on to some things that you haven't heard us mention. And I'm going to start with like mysteries, thrillers, suspense, those types of things. So first up here, we have The Mystery Writer by Sulari Gentle. And this author has a remarkable talent for writing sort of a book within a book, like a story. And then inside that story, you have another one. And somehow these two stories relate. It's a little different than a dual timeline novel. She just does a remarkable job with this type of writing. And I'm hoping that that's what The Mystery Writer is going to be. So this, once again, is The Mystery Writer by Sulari Gentle. Next up is a debut. This is The Best Way to Bury Your Husband by Alexia Casale. And this one looks so much fun, kind of in the vein of Finley Donovan, if you've read that series, or maybe Jesse Q. Sutanto's Aunties series, but without some of the like romance elements there. And these are just loose comparisons I'm making because I haven't actually read this, but from reading the synopsis, that's kind of what it reminds me of. So this is The Best Way to Bury Your Husband by Alexia Casale. I also want to tell you about The Stars Turned Inside Out. This is by Nova Jacobs, and it's about a death at a physics laboratory and sort of the mystery that ensues from that. This is by an author that I've not heard of before. I'm not sure if it's a debut, but it is something that I will be checking out. It is The Stars Turned Inside Out by Nova Jacobs. We then have a new Nikki French. This is Has Anyone Seen Charlotte Salter? And Nikki French, for those of you who don't know, is a husband and wife writing team. And they've been writing mysteries and psychological thrillers for quite a few years now, at least as back, back as far as like 2005, if not a little bit before then. I find their stuff to be kind of hit and miss for me, but I do always pay attention because when they're good, they're very, very good. So this once again is, has anyone seen Charlotte Salter by Nikki French? And we have a new Taryn Fisher. This is Good Half Gone. And Taryn Fisher got her start writing romance and then moved on to mysteries. She's co-written some things with Colleen Hoover. I love how completely unexpected her mysteries are. You can read one of her books and be pretty sure you know where it's going, and it absolutely isn't going there. They are over the top in the very best way, and I love her for it. So this is Good Half Gone by Taryn Fisher. I also want to tell you about The Princess of Las Vegas by Chris Bohjalian. And this is another kind of hit or miss author for me. I love his early stuff. I'm not as big a fan of his later, more modern stuff, more contemporary stuff. But this one is about a Princess Diana impersonator in Las Vegas. And I just thought that that was kind of a zany plot device. And so I thought that it might be worth mentioning here. It's The Princess of Las Vegas, and it's by Chris Bohjalian. We also have a historical mystery. This is A Vocation of Violence, Fiona Mahoney, Book Three by Kerrigan Byrne. I love, love, love Kerrigan Byrne's historical romances. She wrote a couple of series that are just incredible. And now she is writing this series, which is a historical series, I believe, set in Ireland and kind of centered around like someone similar to Jack the Ripper. So this is A Vocation of Violence. It's Fiona Mahoney, Book Three by Kerrigan Byrne. And speaking of some romance, let's talk about a few. I have some historicals to start us off. We have The Love Remedy, Damsels of Discovery, Book One by Elizabeth Everett. Elizabeth Everett wrote a series before this one featuring female scientists, and I loved it a lot. She was on the podcast a couple of years ago, and I really enjoyed talking to her. Her books are clever and fun, so I'm excited that she is starting a new series. And this is The Love Remedy, Damsels of Discovery, Book One, and it's by Elizabeth Everett. Next up, we have Hathor and Prince. This is The Dubelles, Book Three by J.J. McEvoy. And if you loved Bridgerton on Netflix, this is the series for you in book form. This is Regency London with a diverse cast, lots of great romance. I read the first book in this series, Aphrodite and the Duke. There's also Verity and the Forbidden Suitor. And then this one is Hathor and the Prince. It's The Dubelles, Book Three by J.J. McEvoy. Also want to tell you about a more contemporary romance. This is In a Not So Perfect World by Neely Tubody Alexander. She was also on the podcast for her debut novel, Love Buzz. And I am so excited to see that she has written something else. And I hope that it is just as incredible as Love Buzz. She had just so much great insight to share, both in the interview and in the pages of her book. And I am just very, very excited to see what her second book brings us. So this is In a Not So Perfect World by Neely Twobody Alexander. Okay, so I'm moving on now. We talked about a historical mystery and some historical romances. So now let's just talk about historical fiction. Finding Margaret Fuller by Alison Pataki is the first of these that I have. Alison Pataki has been writing for a while, both on her own and with what I believe to be her son. I think I read that somewhere, but don't hold me to that because the relationship between them could be different. And I cannot remember for sure. But either way, she writes these very detailed, very well-researched historical novels, often about women in history that we know very little about. So this is Finding Margaret Fuller, and it is by Alison Pataki. Next up is A Home for Friendless Women by Kelly E. Hill. This is set in the 1800s in Louisville, and it's a home to reform fallen women, and we kind of get to see what happens there and the lives of some of the women affected. This is A Home for Friendless Women by Kelly E. Hill. Next up, we have a World War II historical. This is The Lost Book of Bonn by Brianna Lebuskes. I have talked about her before on the podcast, but this is about a librarian in post-war Germany who is categorizing books that were seized by the Nazis. And so now they're, you know, going through and trying to figure out what they have. And apparently she discovers some things that she didn't know. So this, once again, is The Lost Book of Bonn by Brianna Lebuskes. Next up is The Divorcees by Rowan Beard. This is set in Reno, when this was the only place that women could get divorced without a residency requirement. And so there were these ranches set up where women came and they stayed there while they were getting their divorces. So this sort of lets us see the kind of fictional inside of one of those ranches. And it is The Divorcees by Rowan Beard. All right, I've got a couple of young adult books here. I'm starting out with Rules for Rule Breaking by Talia Tucker. This is a road trip book with two Korean American teens who are on a summer road trip. I really like road trip books, as you know. We do episodes about them every year, so I don't know, you might hear this one featured on that episode. It is Rules for Rule Breaking by Talia Tucker. We then have Canceled by Farrah Ken, and this is kind of a more social justice novel. It looks into what people term cancel culture and the ways that that affects our protagonist. So it is Canceled by Farrah Ken. All right, let's do some fantasy here. We have Song of the Huntress. This is by Lucy Holland. You've heard Kristen talk about Lucy Holland at least once on the podcast. She wrote a book called Sister Song, I believe. And I know that Kristen really liked it. I have not read any Lucy Holland, but I hope to. But if you enjoy the kind of fantasy that Kristen is drawn to, then this might be a book for you. It is Song of the Huntress by Lucy Holland. This next book caught my attention just because of the title. This is A Song to Wake a Thousand Sorrows. It's the Song Duology, Book One by Michelle Manis. It's about a woman with unimaginable power and a king who is hell-bent on ruling the world. Now, I don't know if he's going to rule the world in good ways or bad ways. You'd have to read the book to find out. It is A Song to Wake a Thousand Sorrows, Song Duology, Book One by Michelle Manis. If urban fantasy is your thing, then I'm excited to tell you that Carrie Harper, or I'm sorry, Carrie Arthur has a new book out this week. This is Shield of Fire. It's Relic Hunters, Book Four. Again, it's by Carrie Arthur. And she does such a variety of urban fantasy. I feel like no two series are the same, but they are each incredible in their own way. She's an Australian author. If you've never checked her out, please, please do. Although probably don't start with this one since it is fourth in a series. This is Shield of Fire, The Relic Hunters, Book Four by Carrie Arthur. And last up for fantasy, I have a young adult fantasy. This is The Revenant Games by Margie Fustin. She wrote Cruel Illusions in 2022, I believe. And that one, it just looked really cool, kind of had a little bit of like a circus or carnival vibe. This one looks a little bit darker. It just came in for me at my public library. I was first on hold for it, so that is always very exciting. And this is The Revenant Games by Margie Fustin. And last thing I want to talk about this week is Anniebot. This is by Sierra Greer. It is a science fiction novel about a robot who was created to be the perfect wife. And it kind of explores like AI and how it learns and in some ways grows, and how it as it becomes a little bit more human, it becomes a little bit further from perfection. So this is Anniebot by Sierra Greer. So that is a sampling of some of the books that came out this week, at least books that I thought would be of interest to listeners of this podcast. Hopefully you found something here to read, or if not on this episode, maybe last week's or the week before. One thing I can say about Book Bistro is we have tons and tons of book recommendations. So if you are in need of a great book, definitely check out our past episodes and we will hook you up. Anyway, I hope all of you are having a fantastic week. I hope you're staying safe and well. And of course, as I always say, I hope you're staying well read. If you would like to let us know your thoughts, you can do that by leaving us a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts or any other platform you use to access the show. And not only does it allow us to see your feedback, but it also helps other book lovers to find us, which is a great thing. So I will be back next Tuesday morning with more bookish fabulousness. And some number of us will be back on Friday with more discussion of great books. Take care, everybody.